وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها. وقال الإنسان ما لها. When the man sees people being taken, thrown out of the earth, running here, running there, the earth shaking, trembling, quaking, the man will be astonished, bewildered. He'll be stunned, shocked, amazed, puzzled. What is happening to the earth? It's quaking underneath me. He will be shocked. Why? Because he will witness with his own very eyes al-haqqah, the reality. He will witness al-ghashiyah, the overwhelming. He will witness al-waqi'ah, the happening. He will witness yawm al-maw'ud, yawm al-maw'ud, the promised day. He will witness yawm al-khuruj, the day of coming out. And he will witness yawm al-qiyamah, the day of resurrection. As for those deniers, they will witness yawm al-hasra, the day of grief, regret, remorse, the day of sorrow. They will witness for the first time what they regarded as the impossible, that which will never happen. But this time, they are witnessing that which they thought will never ever happen. But it's happening. It is happening. They'll be in a state of confusion, bewilderment. They'll be in a state of loss. Wallahi, brothers, this is to be. And they will say, Malaha! What is it? What's the problem with it? What is happening to the earth? They'll be crying out. As for the believing servants, those that believed in the Almighty Lord, those that believed in that day, what would they say? They'll witness all this that is happening to them on that day. But all of it to them is in accordance to their firm belief and conviction. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. They will say, woe to us, this is the disbelievers, who has taken us, awakened us from our place of rest. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. They will say, this is what your Lord, the Most Gracious, has promised. And the prophets, the messengers, have spoken the truth. Did not Allah warn us? Why did Allah send messengers? Why did He send Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Isa, Musa, Nuh, Ibrahim, Adam? Why? As a joke? Why has He sent teachers? Why has He made scholars inheritors of prophets and messengers? Why? So He can warn mankind. Why, when you were warned, you rejected? Brother, pray. No, I haven't got time. Brother, leave interest. No, leave me alone. Brother, do not do this. No. You're warned. That's why Allah sent messengers to warn mankind against evil. To warn mankind against this mighty day, which is to be, wallahi, to be. So on that day, let you be among those that say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi anjana. All praises due to Allah who has saved me. And not those that say, Ya waylana, woe to us. Ya hasratana, grief be upon us. That will be the day, dear creatures, and that was the day when the person will say, Wa qala al-insan ma laha, and the person will cry out, what is the matter with the earth? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day, the earth, it will declare all its tidings. Anything that you had done on this earth, it will relate it. It's going to be either for you or against you. Whether it is murder, theft, robbery, conspiracy, piracies in the land or in the sea, oppression, illicit intercourse, backbiting, cheating, no matter what you did on this earth, you will be judged. Wallahi, the land, the earth that you are walking on, it will speak against you or for you on that day. If you pray today in Wiley Park or in Woodward Park, that park on that day, that portion, that section will speak for you and not against you. Yet if you go and steal someone, that section that you stole from, it will speak against you. So wherever you go, wherever you walk, wherever you look, whatever you do on this land, know that the land's got eyes. It is looking at you. And on day of resurrection, it will have a mouth that will speak with. And will speak either for you or against you. So wherever you go, you cannot hide. And know that wherever you go, I want this land to be for me and not against me. يَوْمَئِذِينَ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهُ On that day will declare everything. Just like our limbs will declare everything about us. Our limbs that we have borrowed and are using, the ones that our Lord owns, these hands, these eyes, this mouth, this tongue, this ear, everything which you do not own but your Lord owns, wallahi, you will be questioned and they will speak and you will just rest on that day. Your tongue will bear witness to what is said through it. Your hands, your legs will bear witness to what deeds you committed through them. Your eyes and ears will bear witness to what you saw and what you heard through them. Even your skin, wallahi, your skin will bear witness either for you or against you. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ The day when their tongues and hands and legs will bear witness against them to what they did on this earth. And the man will say, the person will say, why have you borne witness against me? I used you all this life. Why did you bear witness against me? And the limbs will say, the one that has made everyone speak has made me speak today. Have made me speak today. يَوْمَئِذِينَ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا Because the Lord has commanded it. Its Lord, the land, the earth has commanded it. So it's got no choice. It's not like whether it wants to be on your side or anyone else's side. No, there's no such thing on that day. It will speak whether it wants to speak or not because your Lord has commanded it. He commanded it to quake, to tremble, to shake, and it did. He commanded to throw you out, and it did. And he commanded it to relate everything that happened on it, and it did, and it will.